Learn Spanish, beginner.
Aprende español en 5 minutos and stop being a beginner.
Bienvenido, bienvenida, my dear Spanish beginner. Hoy es domingo y, como cada domingo, tenemos reto de la semana. The challenge of this week, el reto de esta semana, it's an orthographic reto. And more specifically, it's a matter of putting accentos on some words. So, maybe it's going to be difficult if you don't have the two sentences in front of you, because just hearing, you are not going to see the difference. So, please read the two sentences that I gave you in the reto of la semana. Anyway, I'm going to say these two sentences. Pay attention. No sé de qué me habla, no me dé explicaciones. Te dije que el té es una bebida que no me gusta. And we are going to use these two sentences to talk about one general rule, that is that monosyllables, so words that have just one syllable, never, 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 in español, you have to put the accent. And then we have the exception, that it's called acento diacrítico, that is going to make you a lot of problems and some traumas in your life, but don't worry, because I'm here to help. Well, first of all, as I told you, las palabras monosílabas that just has one sílaba, like for example, no, sé, de, que, me, no, me, de, te, que, es, never in Spanish has accent. Never, 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 never. This is a general rule, okay? But there are some exceptions that I told you, and this is the acento diacrítico. In Spanish, we have some words that are written in the same way. So, are the same words, but they are completely different regarding the meaning. And how we can distinguish these two words? Lo has acertado, you guessed it. Putting one accent. And in this case, in these two sentences, we have words that are the same, but you have to put the accent in one and not in other to be able to distinguish them. First of all, se. If you're referring to pronoun se, se ducha, se afeita, se levanta, like in pronoun reflexive, no tiene acento. It's a pronoun. But if it's la primera persona del verbo saber, to know, I know, yo sé, yeah, there I have to put the accent. Second one, de, if it's the preposition of, la casa de Sergio, el podcast de Sergio, in this case, no tiene acento. But if you are referring to one imperative of verbo dar, to give, de, usted de, in this case, yeah, tiene acento. Conjunción que, as I told you in the previous podcast, if it's in between exclamation marks or interrogative marks, you have to put the accent, that is called the tilde. Also, don't kill me, please, because I said accento, all the words have accento, but this orthographic mark, it's called tilde in Spanish. Sorry, I have to say tilde from now. And if it's this que between exclamative or interrogative marks, you have to put the tilde, but if just a conjugación, like no sé de qué me habla, like es una vida que no me gusta, that I don't like it, this that, por supuesto, no tiene tilde. And also, one fantastic pronoun, that it's pronoun te, that it's the same as se, but it's when tú te. Tú te duchas, tú te afeitas, tú te levantas. In this case, no tiene acento. But if you are referring to this fantastic hot or also cold, the tea that drinks, especially in England, in this case, you have to put the tilde to be able to diferenciar. So, my dear Spanish beginner, I'm going to read again and I'm going to say in which words you have to put the accent. No sé de qué me habla, no me dé explicaciones, no sé, tilde, qué, tilde, no sé, tilde, de qué, tilde, me habla, no me dé, tilde, explicaciones. And number two, te dije que el té es una bebida que no me gusta. Te dije que el té, tilde, es una bebida que no me gusta. So, my dear Spanish beginner, and you will say now, can I memorize this rule, this awful rule that it's making me trauma because you said that monosyllables don't have tilde and now suddenly they have tilde? Well, the only way to memorize this is to learn them by heart. That's all, that's all. You have to read a lot. If you read this word 15 times, you will see that when you drink, when it's the drink, it has accento, it has tilde, and when it's just the pronoun, no tiene tilde. That's the big secret if you want to learn las reglas de acentuación en español. Tienes que leer mucho, mucho, mucho. My dear Spanish beginner, nos escuchamos el próximo domingo en otro podcast.
Subscribe to this podcast and visit learnspanishbeginner.com para dejar definitivamente de ser un beginner.